This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, there are definitely contenders on the AFC side and NFC side. I'm not glued to anyone at the certain moment. Like I said, I just want to be in a position to play in those big games and win big games and feel like I can make a meaningful impact and elevate a team and take them over the top.
That is Browns edge rusher Myles Garrett in one of his many appearances across Radio Row this week following his very public declaration of wanting a trade out of Cleveland. If you've listened to the station at all this week or even the last 2 weeks, you've heard the name Myles Garrett and a potential trade to the Bills. Although, Derek, since his declaration of a trade request from Cleveland, you have not been on the air.
Yes, so last I was on was Saturday, and it actually kind of stems from something that I talked about on Saturday. I had posed the question of, do the Bills need that Stephon Diggs-type trade for the defense?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were saying defensive line, and in particular naming Myles Garrett or Max Crosby.
Yep.
And this just strengthens our resolve that it's something that should happen.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about it earlier when we heard a clip from Max Crosby. He had that kind of poignant, like, I don't want to go to the Chiefs. I kind of want to quote-unquote, earn this in a way. Like, he didn't want to join an already established.
He'd feel hollow if he joined a dynasty.
And specifically the Chiefs being the division rival that
he is.
I've become so enamored with the idea of getting a player like Myles Garrett.
And
because of just the talent that is still there for years to come. Let's say, for argument's sake, he's only got four elite years left. That's all I need. If I'm the Bills. That's all I need.
I'll do you one further. Myles Garrett turns 30.
Mm-hmm.
He has 2 years left on his contract. This is kind of the opposite of a Von Miller situation because Von Miller was brought in when? He was at his age 33 season, correct?
33 or 32, but yeah.
Either way, Myles Garrett's contract ends at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You have 2 years of Myles Garrett. 2 years of Myles Garrett, when you have a serious contention window, Allen turns 30 at that point, by the way.
33 season, by the way, you're right.
So, 2 years of Myles Garrett is absolutely worth the cost, especially because you're going to keep getting high production from Myles Garrett. He's also, cap-wise, cheaper to get. Not only because his cap number is smaller than Max Crosby's at 28, it's a fair, he signed his deal more recently,
mm-hmm.
but also because Cleveland, considering they're already in cap hell,
it's less than
may
ideal.
Be more willing to retain to get more in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps you with your cap gymnastics for 2 years. I think that not only is Myles Garrett a more enticing option to me, I think he's the cheaper get when it comes to your cap space, therefore easier to acquire.
The problem, though, does become the dead cap hit for Cleveland.
The dead cap hit for Cleveland, but again, they already have it. They're already lost. They're lost in their own sauce with dead cap.
Yeah, with the Deshaun Watson stuff.
Yes. They're already lost in the sauce. They're not cutting Watson, so why not eat cap and get more out of it? It is a question of what are you willing to pay, Brandon Bean? And I think, as a general manager, nothing should stop me from obtaining the ultimate goal, which even when your team had to eat a bunch of dead cap this year, you still almost made it.
Yeah, I mean, just going through.
That tells me, get lost in the sauce and do it.
going through his stats this year, and ultimately a bad Cleveland team that kind of just never really had it, and it was really kind of toxic by the end. 17 games started, 14 sacks, 22 tackles for loss, 28 quarterback hits, and he finished third in Defensive Player of the Year voting.
Absolutely nasty.
He is unbelievable. He has not been under double-digit sacks since his rookie year in 2017, where he had 7. That lowest number since was in 2019, where he only played 10 games. He had 10 sacks. He kind of is everything you need. I think if you – now, I will say this. I think if you trade for Garrett, you are likely giving up Greg Rousseau.
Fine.
I'm fine with that.
Absolutely.
I like Root, but – if you're telling me I'm going to trade him for a guy and likely a first-round pick for a guy that is going to, based off his average, give me 13-plus sacks and a ton of QB hits, close to 30, and around 20 tackles for loss.
Even while still being the guy getting all the attention.
Yeah, which will then free up my interior rushers, like Ed Oliver, who whenever he is on a
– when he's got single
assignment –
please put a single man on Ed Oliver. I dare you. I double dare you.
Look, he had an up-and-down year. A lot of that came to, I think, just people zeroed in on, stop him, we're fine.
Yes.
And he is the guy. If you have Garrett and Oliver, Oliver's never going to be Garrett's level. It's different positions, obviously, but in terms of level, sure.
If Ed Oliver is a co-pilot on a defensive line, it makes him better. Because, ready? Look at what he did when Von Miller was starting his contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed Oliver was causing damage too. Why? Because he was a co-pilot at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then I think that helps out your secondary as well. And I think it helps out your third down.
A pass rush is always married to your secondary. Yes. And every time they play the Chiefs in the playoffs, they file for divorce.
Every time. And look, ultimately, you're going to look at edge rusher, and they don't necessarily mean too much in terms of how many wins are they going to get you, right? Really, the only position that does that is quarterback. But when you look at when the Bills added Stephon Diggs, what it did for their offense, it allowed them to do so much more. I want to see what Sean McDermott and second-year Bobby Babich can do with an elite edge rusher where all they have to do is tell him is go eat. Be you. And we'll worry about everything else. You already seemingly have an elite middle linebacker in Terrell Bernard. Maybe not, perennial all-pro, but he feels like by next year.
I wouldn't even say elite,
so.
Like good.
But it feels like next year he's going to start racking in the
pole,
stuff like that.
If he does ascend further, like look out.
But Benford, already a guy that we are mentioning.
At minimum, you have a central cog at linebacker.
And we'll see
the secondary.
Yeah, and we'll see what Cole Bishop can be. He's a second-round pick out of Utah. Didn't get a lot of playing time, I think mainly just because it was never necessarily needed to be earned. Not saying that for him, but just Rapp and Hamlin were holding it down.
I do think that they will look to upgrade.
But I think they're going to upgrade there.
The back end of their secondary.
And yes, they do have to add another corner, but you just bring in Garrett, and you've already seen what the Bills defense can do with quote-unquote less than ideal circumstances. I think he means a world to you, especially a team that has constantly not been able to get the one seed.
And
I think adding him could mean that.
Especially for a team that does not have that superstar on the other side of the football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For a few years, the Bills had two superstars on offense. And Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. Last year, they still have a superstar on offense who ends up being the MVP. You get yourself a superstar on defense, a guy that people know about all across the country, you become that much better.
Yep. And I think as well, I don't think you're going to have to give up two firsts and a second or anything like that. I think there's a good chance you'll at least be able to keep one of your seconds this year. You can add a receiver, which I do think they still need. I think they need more of a boundary threat. I like guys like Jalen Royals out of Utah State who could be there in the second round. This does not seem to be as much of a top-heavy offense, wide receiver class. It seems to be much more top-heavy in the defensive tackle edge rusher class. But I just – again, I look at this. I feel like this is a trade that Brandon Bean has maybe been licking his chops to try to make, especially since Von has gotten hurt. And with how close you were to getting Mahomes and the Chiefs, and let's be honest, let's say the Chiefs win. Are we 100% sure Travis Kelce returns? We're not.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with his age, and especially once you've hit history, there is sort of that feeling of, okay,
yeah.
I can kind of let it go now. And retire into my life. And that's just one piece. But I've also mentioned, too, let's not act like Rashee Rice is going to play all 17 games for them next year.
And be
he
as productive.
He will likely be suspended.
There's also a knee injury. Those are a mystery to come back from sometimes.
And it's just...
especially right away.
For me, it both feels like the Chiefs are inevitable and have also never been closer to getting. And it's this uncomfortable balance where you're like, they've got him. Because... and I mentioned this a lot with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think the Bills were as talented as their record showed.
Right.
But I thought they were really well coached and a really, really good quote-unquote team where just the pieces all fit together. The puzzle was
and welcome back to my doubts about the Super Bowl, by the way.
And it worked. But I think Baltimore is maybe more talented than them. I think the Chiefs are about the same. I think the Chiefs are also that just the puzzle pieces all fit together. Eagles, Detroit, I think are more talented. But you add in that little extra sauce, that zing that a Myles Garrett would give you.
At the very least, it would be damn fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the very least, it would be fun.
Yeah, and the worst case scenario
and
is to make the trade
here,
and we're all
what
super stoked.
What am I here to do if I'm not having fun?
It's what sports are about.
It's what we do. It's why we're here. Let's have some fun. And that's probably the biggest thing about this to me, admittedly, is my feelings about going and getting a Myles Garrett, even in particular Garrett, is it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's a marketed name that is a vast increase in production for your pass rush, but also you get to watch that on game days every week for the team that you cheer for. Like, how would you not want that?
And with how good he is, if you're a Bills fan, you could get excited at the prospect of, are we going to have an MVP and Defensive Player of the Year on this team?
You at least have a finalist of each of those coming into the next year. Remember how y'all felt a couple years ago when it was like the last run? Mm-hmm. Like they signed Von Miller and then they're like, let's go one more time with this core?
Yep.
That feeling is back, which is for better or for worse. But it's back. That feeling of, we got to do this. They got to do this.
And the Chiefs aren't going to win them all. I mean, there's no guarantee they win. But there's no guarantee.
You say that now.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee they win Sunday. And ultimately, dynasties do end. They do.
They do end. You are correct.
Unless, for whatever reason, Patrick Mahomes is in fact an ancient deity that none of us knew had risen from the depths. Which, honestly, at a certain point, I will just become impressed.
No.
Honestly. Like, there will be a certain point where it's like, okay,
The deeper they get into a dynastic run, the more of a joker I'm going to become.
But fate kind of has that way of...
You're always jokers at this station.
Yeah, but like fate always has a way of balancing the scales. Like, we're starting to compare him to Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan. Jordan ultimately didn't hit Bill Russell's title numbers. He had to get through the Pistons, and then ultimately he there's a period of his career where he just retired from baseball, gambling, no one knows. And then Tiger Woods, another guy we're comparing him to, just the dominance, the inevitability, injuries, and his personal life completely derailed his career. What if it's for Mahomes of, he doesn't have Kelsey, Rashee Rice might be suspended, and Worthy doesn't take another step, or Reed retires in like 2 years, and he never really recovers.
Oh, and also, if all that happens, and the Bills go ahead and add a superstar to their defense, something they have not had against Patrick Mahomes in their entire run, do it.
Could be a lot of fun.
That's the other thing. Get a superstar to combat the player that keeps knocking you out.
It's what everyone's saying. But they need like one or two more difference makers, either on defense or offense.
And that was the Von Miller. That was the idea of Von Miller, and it would look like it was going to work. The idea was there, and it was bad luck. That doesn't mean you stop doing the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know Nate said it was unpopular. Kudos to him for knowing that it was going to be unpopular. He became the resident no thanks on Garrett. This isn't that. If it doesn't work, it would be because of the same reasons Von Miller didn't, and that's bad luck.
Yep. 803-0550, the number two call. Going to take a quick time out here. One final segment before we get you off to Shulman the Bulldog at 3 o'clock. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer have been sitting in for Sabres Live and One Bills Live today, and this is WGR.